Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Recently traveled to Europe, Cody R. Wilson, one of the creators of the Defense Distributed Printable Gun Revolution, which we know they got big companies already doing this, but it's all been kept really quiet. You're distributing it. You're getting it down to the grassroots. You wanted to talk about Bitcoin, though.
Did, especially after this Cyprus experience, and we have this anxiety about Chase Bank taking deposits. And, of course, we all know they're going to nationalize our 401ks eventually, and they're going to have periphery capital controls, and you won't be able to trade the stock exchange and they'll do bank holidays. This is all coming because the budget's wrecked, you know. But there are already politically impervious currencies that you can use. One of them is called Bitcoin. And it's not just e-gold, and it's not just baseball cards, all right? It is a pure currency in the Austrian sense. You can buy into it today through services like Coinbase.org or Coinbase.com or Mt. Gox, or there's global exchanges all over. Just Google Bitcoin. You can put your dollars into it. One Bitcoin is already worth over 50 U.S. dollars. In August, they were worth 13. The values of these Bitcoin increased dramatically.
Now, you just recently traveled to Austria to discuss some money issues.
Yeah.
That secret?
I did. No, it's not so secret. No, I toured a bunch of hacker spaces and gave some presentations to Bitcoin people and met some Bitcoin developers. There's a lot of crossover between the Defense Distributed Project and Bitcoin.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But how would you describe them? Kind of libertarian anarchist?
Yeah, I think they mean the same things, which is that, you know, the important technologies like currencies and implements of liberation like firearms should be distributed and should be software.
This really is the ultimate revolution, because they're going to try to do this with cybernetic technology and use it as backdoors to control us. Everything is going to be hacked. They think they're going to hack us. We're going to hack them.
Yeah, the front end is them hacking us with like Google Glass, for example. The back end is us hacking them completely with something like Bitcoin. When you crypto anarchize, if I can use that as a verb, when you take currency away from them, what do they have? You know, what does the military industrial complex, what do they have when you're no longer holding their dollars? You know, you're no longer trading in their currencies. I don't have to buy oil in the market like they do. I can trade Bitcoin. I can send it instantly to anyone, anywhere in the world. There aren't institutional controls. There aren't verification checks. No one can see it because it's behind crypto. The revolution is right now.
You were telling me about friends in San Francisco that are about to launch something big.
Oh, no, they've already launched it. It's called Coinbase. It's one of the fastest growing and most popular Bitcoin exchanges.
Sure, but you're saying it's about to go to this new level.
Oh, they're about to get a bunch of funding. Yeah, they've proven that their business model works. You can go on there right now. You can sell 100 Bitcoin a day. You can buy 10 Bitcoin a day. You can do it easy. And they can link it up to your bank accounts and everything. So it's just one of the easiest ways to buy and sell Bitcoin, and one of the most accessible.
Is Peter Thiel involved anywhere in this?
Well, I don't know if he is publicly or not. I can't speak to that, but I know that people that think like him, people with that founders fund mentality and the idea that like libertarian corporations are the future, are looking at companies like Coinbase, and that they want to fund them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like Rand Paul just won the CPAC deal, and now the neocons love him. I think they're trying to adopt it to take it over.
Well, you mean Bitcoin itself?
Well, I mean, Peter Thiel.
Oh, well, yeah. So there's this adoption in these things. But look, you're getting into a technology where it doesn't matter who likes it and who doesn't. It works. And it doesn't have politics in that sense. I don't have to convert you into some kind of crazy anarchist to get you to admit that one Bitcoin is worth 50 U.S. dollars. You know, it's just economics, man.
Well, you know, anarchy of ideas and the true withering away of the state. I mean, that's where they say Marx created this total state, but he was talking about actually the end of the state. But then it's just walking around in circles. But something like this is what really could do that.
Yeah, to write it the easiest way, Marx imagined the end of the state through state mechanisms, right? And anarchists say, no, you just build up this freedom and these spheres of freedom inside the shell of the old order, and one day you look around and you realize, oh, it was just a shell, you know? It could never get at what we were doing.
You dissolve the shell.
Precisely, and that's got to be true about something like Bitcoin. I mean, once the commercial transactions for our day-to-day things are mostly handled by us and peer-to-peer and over the internet and on our computers, I'm not going to be going to Chase Bank to make a deposit.
Let's talk more about that on the other side and see if we can get Daniel to talk to us. You want to go on air? How'd you get involved in all this?
I don't know.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back. You guys want to keep doing some more?
Hey, it's up to you, man.
All right, let's do it. Let's come right back and talk more about death.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 3 or 4 months, you've seen him on every major news channel in the country and overseas, defcad.org, Cody R. Wilson, right here in Austin, Texas. And again, InfoWars.com was one of the first media outlets to start paying attention to it because we realized it was important that if individuals, not just big companies, could print the magazines, the clips, the lower receivers, that larger companies and then finally smaller companies and then individuals could print entire firearms. And across the board, this is beginning to happen. And there's a lot of, you know, high-end defense companies that are doing this. But in the future, you'll have composite materials that individuals can get that'll actually be able to handle the pressures of the actual firearm. Break down some more of the science, Cody, and other points that are important for people to be aware of
when it comes to printing a gun.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is we're moving into barrels right now. So we're trying to see, like, okay, can you make a plastic barrel? And the conventional wisdom is, no, of course you can't, but we're seeing that you can. The only problem is, the plastic expands quite a bit and, it's brittle.
You know? I don't want to be around while you're testing this.
Yeah. It's, okay. So we have remote fire mechanisms, so we don't just hold it in our hand. And,
no, I know. I'm joking.
Yeah, so, right, we've explosions happen, but at the same time, there are some, and I don't want to reveal too much, right, but we have found some ways of making printable guns work. and they're going to work, and we're going to...
Yeah, we haven't shown any of those videos yet. If people go to Defense Distributed, the official website, those videos are up there. We can show viewers, you know, where you're there shooting hundreds and hundreds of rounds out of there.
Okay, so on those videos, those are proving that certain components work. So these aren't...
That the magazine, the clip works.
Exactly, like the clip works, and then lower receivers work, and one of the videos that's blown up a lot lately. But these aren't whole printed guns, which is something we want to do and haven't really done for public consumption yet. I'm just kind of telling you it's about to happen.
Sure. Shifting gears just into the overall why this threatens the establishment. For people that don't understand why this is revolutionary, why is the system so threatened? I mean, put it in layman's terms.
Man, I hope that it is threatened, and maybe it's naive for me to think that it is. But this is a symbol that you can make something important for yourself, something they don't want you to have, and especially after Sandy Hook. In a moment, they really don't want you to have it. That's important that people can say, oh wow, you know, real politics is I can do whatever I want, regardless of what the state blares at me through the TV and on the radio all the time. It's just teaching contempt for the legislative process.
Well, look at how the Congress exempts themselves from insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how the banksters exempt themselves. I mean, this cannot go on forever, and no amount of state force is going to protect them.
Yeah, all the state understands, I think, is force. And what can you do when you just disappear withholding something like Bitcoin? You simply just choose not to pick up a dollar from the ATM. You know, the velocity of their money decreases. What can they do? They can't tax you into commerce. Oh, that's right. Yes, they can. Obamacare. You know, so there'll be more programs like that.
And that's why they want to go back to an old dark age, and they romanticize a post-industrial world for us while they're in the high-tech reservations, is because that's the only way they stay in power, is stopping progress.
Everything at this point seems to be about maintenance and centralization of power going forward. Not even an elite necessarily, just the idea is that there need to be different classes of people.
Absolutely. And guys, if you punch up my computer for TV viewers, I can show them some of the videos that Defense Distributed.
Don't show them that one.
Why?
Well, that's just me talking about DefCAD, so it's not a gun video.
No, but sure, let's go over this together. You've got media here. Is that probably where we should go? We'll go to the video area.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Just go to YouTube and check out our videos.
Sure, I'm just showing folks out there that are watching us on TV.
Of course.
You know, there you are in Glenn Beck.
That's a pretty good one, where we shoot the AR Mag Part 2. I think that's where I said, how's that national conversation going? It was an important time to ask that question, by the way.
So, again, folks, you can just go to Defense Distributed's YouTube channel and see all these. But there's the mag, 223.
I think that was right when New York was passing its law, arbitrarily banning magazines that could hold over 7 rounds. And, you know, Feinstein wanted them on the block, too. And we were saying, look, it doesn't matter what you have to say about it. We can have this pantomime conversation. But, look, one guy in a 3D printer just gave this to the Internet.
And is that one you printed right there?
Yes, this piece is much like this one. So this is an FDM printed piece. The dimensions are somewhat different on this one's model.
And that's a drum.
That's a drum mag, yeah. We didn't print that one. But the receiver, the point was to show the receiver holds up to fire indefinitely. So it's not going to break from firing stresses or recoil or anything like that. This is a receiver that you can print out inexpensively that'll substitute a commercial receiver.
Well, it's all very, very exciting. What about this? Defense Distributed AR Lower Christmas review.
Oh, that was one of the first times we got our lowers to do more than 30, 40 rounds. So the media circus left us in December. They were like, well, yeah, you can print gun parts, but they break quickly. No, we had very quickly turned around.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the people that say the government's going to combat robots, but they fall over easily. Yeah, they're going to develop. You know, it's like when they were training Boy Scouts 4 years ago to confiscate guns. They're like, oh, I'll kill those 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, that's not true. 14-year-olds make some of the best soldiers out there because they don't care about dying. But I mean, you know, child soldiers historically. But in 4 years, they're going to be 18, folks, the best age for soldiers. You know, the issue is it's this cop-out, you know, that goes on.
No, I'm with you. These are just different videos from media and parts we approve. And the big thing is we're launching a search engine that we think is going to be a place for liberty. And if you want to call it an info war, yeah, because there's a war on for access to these files. There are people that simply, and it's legal right now to have these, but there are people that won't supply them to you because they feel pressure from investors or society, the government, something. And we think there at least need to be open software that allows you to access these things. And, buddy, if you can watch that video later, I want you to. That one right there, I want you to see that.
DefCAD.com.
Yeah, I want you to see that video.
All right. Now, in the time we've got left in this segment, getting back into political models, I think it's so important that, yeah, I support more things that are supposedly on the right wing because they claim they support private property, Second Amendment, things like that. But still, it's mainly window dressing or talking points for them. And conservatives and constitutionalists are figuring that out. But the statists are really demonizing them right now. So I see it awakening the libertarians and constitutionalists like never before to the fact that there really is no option in the political system, and that we have to create a new political system, you know, to restore the republic. But when you talk about the so-called left, again, I think that's pure camouflage, and that's why I'm trying to get people outside of those labels.
I'm with you. Left and right is no longer meaningful after the French Revolution. They've just become excuses for one way or another of justifying monopoly capitalism. So I'm with you. Let's talk about freedom and liberty versus totalitarianism.
All right. Well, this interview is going to have to end in about 5 minutes because you've got to go, and so do I. We're into overdrive right now. Other points you're going to wish, Cody R. Wilson, that you would have covered after you've left.
Oh, man, we got Bitcoin, we got DefCat.com. I want your listeners to please check out DefCat. We've got a new project there starting. It's going to have its own organizational structure, and I want people to download these files and pay attention. In about a month, I think we're going to have a printable gun.
And what do you expect to happen then? Because the ATF is going to try to claim that, well, you've got to have a I guess you have the firearms distributor license. You know they're going to try some type of bureaucratic garbage on you. But then the question is it illegal to simply have designs that are on a computer?
I don't think so. I think there's a large body of First Amendment jurisprudence that will make that a very difficult argument. But you're right. The battle will move on to that direction. I'm interested in seeing what will happen just like anyone else. Let's find out.
Yeah, there's a headline right there from the Daily Mail. U.S. grants a first license to sell 3D printed guns, and you can already download the blueprints for free online and make your own. How many visitors are you getting to the site now a month?
Oh, a ton. We've done 500,000 downloads, 3.5 terabytes of traffic. Just everyone from all over the world downloads their files, and they're not even important. But this Daily Mail piece was a misrepresentation. The license wasn't to sell. The license was to manufacture a broad range of weapons. You can sell as well. But the point
is, they probably didn't understand that.
They don't understand our gun laws at all. They call everything an automatic weapon. They're scared of their own shadows. You know, if it goes bang, it's something terrifying. And
unless it's in the hands of troops in black uniforms with giant armored vehicles.
And then it's,
yeah, that's what you should be afraid of.
Exactly.
But they're like, oh, I love that.
What could ever go wrong in a democratically elected government? I'm with you.
Yeah, what about all the tyranny where they want to make kids take deadly anthrax shots now? And like we talked about at the start of the interview, where they're just saying, oh, we're going to take money out of your bank account now. It's a new tax.
It's amazing to me. Of course, these are the logical ends of institutional socialism. And yet, everyone says, well, you know, it's patriotism. Like that Obama could get them on the last State of the Union and say, well, it's time for a new economic patriotism. Well, what's more economically patriotic than giving 10% of your deposits up to Uncle Sam so he can, you know, make the budget work? I mean, this is where this logic leads.
And it's not even make the budget work. They're destroying $85 billion a month, putting it into derivatives that they've already written off to hurt us.
Oh, yeah.
They admit it's to hurt us.
Of course. I'm giving the propaganda, which is like, well, we got to take this so, you know, your grandma can get her cash her check, you know, her welfare check.
And really, they've worked it where we could feed the whole world 30 years ago. Now we can't even feed ourselves.
Precisely.
Because when they make scarcity and they're in control of the only conduits of energy and things, then they are all powerful.
These bankers have gambling addictions. You know, they should be in treatment. I mean, they're maniacs and paying bonuses, right? And yet we know this thing's totally insolvent. This is the brokest nation in history. I mean, it's the glittering collapse of some empire from years past, and we're watching it happen in slow motion. Get into Bitcoin, people. Your bank account is no longer safe. Your retirement account is no longer safe. Embrace something like printable guns. It doesn't mean...
Well, I'll say this. Bitcoin is growing rapidly. That makes me a little paranoid, but I have...
Well, yeah.
I mean, I have talked about it, but just getting diversified into it and other things,
yes,
will grow the revolution of ideas that will lead to even better things.
It's at least, right, a lesson in practical anarchy, which is, you know what, I don't need this institution, and I can handle these things myself, and we can do things peer-to-peer. We don't need a...
The more we work outside the system, the more we build new systems.
Yes. Yes, importantly. And I think that's one of the primary lessons of this. What, you can make something yourself, which is already a revolutionary...
Yeah, but I mean, in this star-starved culture, you didn't do this to be a celebrity. You did this to have true revolution of human, you know, potential. And now, Cody, you and your cohorts are like really well-known and on the map and getting invited to speak to some of the coolest people in the world. Congratulations. I mean, you are another model for other people to trailblaze. There are still many things to trailblaze more than ever. Mm. The revolution of the mind is happening now. The globalists want to think. I want to make you think they're invincible and all-powerful. They're not. They're a joke. If we all just simply start doing independent things, it's over. And we're going to have pure discovery on that road.
I think that's a lesson. In fact, here's the part about us that's so unexpected, right? I think we're naive optimists about the future of the world. You know, we're not here to ruin your party. We're here to actually portray a vision of liberty.
You're creating the future. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. We're going to get into a bunch of other geopolitical news and economic news. And is Obama the Antichrist news coming up in the next segment? But for TV viewers, for radio listeners, you can just pull up these articles there at InfoWars.com and places like DrudgeReport.com. And there's video as well. Syrian rebels fire chemical weapons in Aleppo, or Aleppo, how they pronounce it, killing at least 25, the government is saying. And, of course, Al-Qaeda is denying responsibility. Now, I've been telling you for a year from our sources that they would stage a chemical attack and blame it on Syria. And that is now being done. In fact, here is an article right here out of the London Telegraph. Syria's regime accused rebel fighters of firing chemical weapons at a town in the country's north. The regime has claimed that up to 25 people were killed in the attack, which the rebels have denied responsibility for. This afternoon, the White House said it was looking carefully at allegations that a chemical weapon attack had taken place, with a spokesman saying there was no evidence yet to substantiate the claim that the rebels were responsible. Get ready for the White House to blame Syria. And this is just so amazing. Remember, it's the West that initiated this. Military attacks on the government, blowing up police stations, you name it, almost 2 years ago, about 23 months ago. And they have been running the whole thing, shipping armaments in. They gave al-Qaeda more than 10,000 missiles. Heat seekers is more like 20,000, but 10,000 of them are heat seekers. The Benghazi killing of the ambassador was to cover that up. Remember, they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. This is a criminal group. These aren't just words I'm saying here. It's scary to get up and expose these people, but it's got to be done. You realize it's revolutionary that this radio show is on the air all over the country. You realize it shows we haven't been fully taken over yet. You've just got criminals in government that sit up there engaging in giant hoaxes to sell the military, the police, the bureaucracy, the general public on tyranny. The truth is, America always faced these threats before, but why didn't we get rid of the Bill of Rights then? Because you don't get rid of the Bill of Rights. You don't get rid of the Bill of Rights to protect yourself. The Bill of Rights protects you. One of our great graphics people, Janae Meadows, award-winning graphics person. She makes big Hollywood posters, you name it. She just won a Diesel Clothing Award for her designs for Diesel Clothing. Side issue. She came by the office. She lives in California. Her and her boyfriend came by the office a few days ago and gave me this U.S. Fighting Man's Code. This is not the first time I've been given a version of this. I've got a bunch of these and always forget to cover them. But I want to do a TV piece where I show blow-ups of this, because if this was issued by Dwight D. Eisenhower. It even has an executive order in there, and he even wrote some of this. This is the guy that warned us about the military-industrial complex. If this was issued today by myself, the Southern Poverty Law Center would call it a terrorist document. And this was issued in 1956 by Dwight D. Eisenhower during the Korean War. And then it was used also in Vietnam. And I was reading this morning again, and I mean, it's like I wrote it. Look at the first page. The first page, when you open it, is resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And it's all about how to resist torture. Americans don't torture. Americans don't spy without warrants. How communists operate, how they infiltrate society. And boy, you read this, you would think it was the Democratic Party and MSNBC. And you would think that the North Korean officers they describe are our government now, the ATF. And I ought to, this is copyright open, this is the government. I ought to republish this, man. This is unbelievable. And then, like, have notes in it about how it compares to today. The Fighting Man's Code. And, you know, my greatest frustration is there's hundreds of news pieces we've got on the shelf that haven't been finished because I've got to write the voiceover for them. And that's no exaggeration. We've probably got over 100 incredible reports where I've just bitten off more than I can chew and just can't get it all done. That's why I'm so frustrated. I want to see other talk show hosts, other people really get with the program and realize that this is all real and that we can save our society and our culture. I really want to do that desperately. Look at this in the back. It says, our reliance is in the love of liberty, which God has planted in us. Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you've got to love liberty to keep it. You don't just, it just doesn't happen. And it's all about God. I mean, you would never see this. They're taking the crosses down to military bases, and they're replacing it with deviltry. All right, we're going to come right back. This country was founded by Christians who gave you the right, pointed out the right. that you can practice whatever religion you want. Now the people that use that right are trying to take our rights away. It's not separation of church and state. That doesn't mean, that means the state isn't involved in religion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've got it. Transmission coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it. We see the earth now. You've got it.
There has been a popular meme on the internet in the last week and a half or so, pointing out the hit cable television series, The Bible, pointing out that the devil, who goes throughout the series, looks like Obama. And the reason the White House fears this is because it's the type of simple-minded meme that can actually get across to the population. That's why they said that Saddam had thrown babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out. They used a PR firm to put that out back in 1990, 1991. None of it was true. That was later admitted. That's why they said that Gaddafi had his troops raping women fueled by Viagra. It's just something saucy to demonize the people. And I'm not saying Saddam or Muammar Gaddafi were good guys either. It's just the globalist will demonize someone with an outlandish, over-the-top charge right before they destroy them. And so it's the type of yellow journalistic, simplistic demonization that the establishment understands because they know it's effective. It's like a meme. The Obama deception. Deception. I never meant that to even become a meme. I wanted to point out he was a liar. Now it's become a meme. And so Obama Satan, Obama the devil, has become a meme. Not just now. That's been going on for years. A lot of preachers and people like Pastor Manning saying they believe he is the Antichrist. Now, let me just say this. Undoubtedly, Obama lies at a level way beyond anything I've ever seen. But more than it being about Obama, it's about the season that Obama is in today. We are in the throes of global tyranny. We are in the throes of global decadence. We are in the throes of not just an evil establishment, but a more and more corrupt and decadent world population disconnected from reality thanks to Hollywood and other culture-destroying corrosive elements. We're following into a very decadent sector of the cycle. Now, I don't like Obama. He's a horrible tyrant. He reads off a teleprompter. He is a globalist insider. He's obviously very intelligent, but still a puppet, just like George W. Bush, who obviously isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. But he has been an effective evil, not a lesser of two evils from Mitt Romney or George W. Bush, but a more effective evil, as former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has pointed out here on this broadcast. And so it's fun at a base level to demonize Obama, and it's also effective. But you need to understand that he is the figurehead. He is the masthead. He's the goddess they've got on the front of the boat. He's the gargoyle they've got guarding the entrance to the castle. But he still is the pitchman. Like so many corporate presidents, it's their job to go to all the events and go to the golf parties and, go cut the red ribbons. He is a front man, but he represents the establishment, and he is light years more deceptive than even Slick Willie. He makes George W. Bush's fumbling lying look tame, and the lies are mega whoppers. There will be no pre-existing conditions that are not covered. Massive expansion of pre-existing conditions under Obamacare. Doubling of premiums on average, written by the insurance companies, death panels to deny people brain surgery, eye surgery, knee surgery, hellish control, the collectivist trap, your supermarket purchasing records with smart cards uploaded to Homeland Security and then to the Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, beyond 1984, insurance premiums going up if they see you're buying too much beer and Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream. They know when you go and buy a knee bandage, it's all put into computer algorithms. Everything, living in a glass house. The end of justice. Obama funding massive abortion worldwide. Obama funding forced abortion, where they basically make you have an abortion if you want any government funding in India and areas of Africa, while saying he cares about the third world. My point is that Obama is the closest to the devil of any president we've ever had. If you look at the characteristics of the devil, if you look at the characteristics of the biblical devil, or the devil in even other cultures, Hindu, you name it, it is very, very similar and very, very close to what Obama's doing, because we do have a devilish power structure. We do have a power structure that is absolutely degenerated. and gotten away with more and more, and a public that has just accepted that they're going to lie to us. And so now the bottom has fallen out. The floor has fallen out, and there's nothing there underpinning us. There's no rudder. And so the sky, or the pit of hell, is the limit. So that said, it's fun to call in the Antichrist. It's fun to make, you know, connections and allusions to it. But I wanted to explain to people here with some Bible verses. Here's one out of John 2:18. Even now there are many Antichrist in the world. Even now there are many Antichrist. Here's another Bible verse I want to get to before I break this down. John 8:44. You are of the father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. I don't want the NDAA to pass. And then he turns out Obama and his lawyers wrote it. Then don't worry, I won't sign it. And then does sign it. Oh, we've got to attack Syria because Al-Qaeda is there and Assad is with Al-Qaeda, publicly knowing that they put Al-Qaeda in and that they run Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, worldwide. That is lies within lies. What is it when a global corporate government funds all sides of a conflict? That is a full-spectrum lie. The whole thing is an artificial, synthetic counterfeit of conflict. You want the oil? You want the opium? Fund a terror group. Don't even really take out that terror group. Arrest innocent 12-year-old kids. Take them and torture them for 7 years at Guantanamo Bay, and then make them jihadi brigade commanders for your next war. That's why they admit. Why are they releasing everyone from Guantanamo Bay after 5, 6, 7 years, and they all go become terrorists? And then they have, it's even in the news where the jihadi commander of Al-Qaeda in Libya is allowed to travel to the United States. And everyone's like, why is that? Because he works for the globalists that have hijacked America. Is that not the father of lies? Is that not a system that gives birth to lies? So yes, Barack Obama is an Antichrist. In fact, he's the greatest modern expression of a slick, good-looking liar who can tell lies on top of lies, twisted within other lies, with added spin and deception. So yes, it resonates that Obama is a devil, but so are the Republican leadership that work with him and act like they're opposing him when they actually aren't. And then they create that synthetic response, that dialectic, where the two sides come together, but they're actually within the same spectrum, and then agree on what the social engineers already wanted. Bush comes in, tyranny, oppression, all these new regulations. Obama comes in, tyranny, oppression, new regulations. And as soon as Obama leaves office, the dictatorship of the office will be there. The presidency is now dictatorial by every yardstick. But the president himself leaves, see, another deception, and a new puppet, a new figurehead, the new prom king, the new prom queen, the new front, they step in to that position to play king for a day, so that you associate all the tyranny and all the hatred that you put into the system on them, and so a new fresh face comes in. Like a knight who has a shield in combat, Obama is a shield, Bush is a shield, or a shell, a foil. They take the heat. They are the surrogates of the globalists. And when the knight is done with Obama, he'll throw the shield off and take on a new shield. And sure, the shield is disgusting. The shield has the enemy signet. The shield is a projection of the teleprompter. It is the propaganda of the globalists. It's like birdcage liner. I'm focusing on the parrot, the New World Order buzzard that sits there defecating on us, and that we have to feed and take care of and listen to, squawking at us. And the media always focuses on Clinton, or Bush or Obama, the bird cage liner, and oh, the buck stops with them, and red carpets and thousands of troops on the streets to protect them when they go to third world countries or America, so that it's all the pomp and circumstance, the great and magnificent Oz. I am the great and wondrous Oz. See me and tremble, and F-18s fly over him at his inauguration, and a million people come out, and red carpets and Hollywood stars and dinner and marveling at the president and the sycophantic salivation over everything he's doing. Is that not Satan? Is that not the power of the prince and of the air? Is that not the power of the prince and the principalities? Is that not what the Bible, please give me the verse, the evil in high places, where Satan, the devil, takes Christ up on the mountain and says, all of this could be yours. I control every government out there. Bow to me, kneel to me, and I will make you the Antichrist. I will give you dominion over this planet. The delusion of Satan, who'd been given dominion to test, to be part of the test of God's elect, saying to the physical incarnation of the creator of the universe, I will give you this mote of dust, this nothing. What a joke. And God, in the body of Christ, had to bring himself down to the level of 40 days with no food, to put himself in a weakened position to fully conquer his flesh. I can't drive by a steakhouse without wanting to go in and eat that meat. If I smell it, it's over. I can't stand to be at a party where alcohol is being drunk and not drink it. I am weak. My flesh is weak. But Christ went and conquered his flesh 40 days without food in the desert. And his body, absolutely at its weakest, to be offered food and drink and the whole world and all of it flashing through his mind. Because God had to desire and smell women and see their beautiful curves and their electric eyes and the flesh's desire. Christ had to have that first test, a shadow of his crucifixion, a shadow of the great test that was coming. That even though it was God in the flesh, God said, I will show you what I can do. God in the flesh. Jesus wept thinking about being beaten and tortured, all of it going through his mind, and all the sins of everybody before him and currently and after to be piled on in a giant psychic experience of being fed all the child molesting, all the murder, all the death, all the torture, all the mothers crying, all the sorrow, all the degradation, all of it. All of it, the children with buzzards eating their bodies, all of it, trillions and trillions of experiences fed right through the eye of God, straight through Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, physically experiencing that in an earth suit on this planet. That's the opposite of the devil. The devil with the red carpets and the jumbo jets and all the soulless, unhappy Hollywood people. Yes, Obama is the Antichrist. He is a Antichrist. He is the spirit of the world. He is the spirit of Beelzebub, Baphomet, Leviathan, the devil. He is the devil. Barack Obama is the devil. And any of you that turn yourselves over willingly to deception and willingly to lies and willingly to hurt the innocent, you are of the devil and you are Antichrist. All of us who have flesh, we are at one level the Antichrist. But our soul is different. But when you turn your soul over to evil, knowing God's truth, experiencing and tasting of the Holy Spirit and denying it and saying, I go with Satan, that is the ultimate sin. And you are damned at that point because you have shut the door. I just feel sorry for people that have never even experienced the depthless waters of creation. So to expand on all this, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is a Antichrist. Obama is as wicked as the day is long, but he is only a pathetic puppet. He is only a pathetic agent of the great evil that is to manifest on this planet. He is only a precursor. He is only in the satanic evolution, part of the system building towards what is to come. And so everybody jokes around, and it's fun to call him the devil and fun to call him the Antichrist and to say, oh, the guy on the Bible TV show, you know, the hit show, he looks like Obama, on and on and on and on. It's something entertaining to do, to sit there and say, oh, he's the devil. But if you look at the works of Obama, if you look at what Obama actually stands for, if you look at what Obama has become, if you look at what Obama really does versus what he says he's going to do, it's pure deception. Telling poor people, I'm going to give you free health care, and forcing them to buy double price care that is watered down and becomes a government death panel to control our lives, to collectivize everyone and put us all into a system where the general public can sit there and lecture all of us and say, oh, well, I can tell you what to eat. I can tell you how much to sleep. I can tell you where you can go, because we're all in this together now. It's like making the whole country one giant weird homeowners association, but it's a homeowners association run by child molesting devil worshipers who now have access into your bank accounts, what you buy, what you do, can take the money out of your account. Imagine the cashless society once it comes in, when they can turn your chip off and you can buy or sell, and when you try to get food, that's the ultimate crime, punishable by forced labor in one of these satanic FEMA death camps they've built. So, yes, Obama is an antichrist, not the antichrist. And he is, of his father, the devil. He is a liar. It is his nature. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
important. It's why the globalists are obsessed with life extension technologies. They fear the afterlife, and they should. If you expand on the things that are happening in our culture, you can just see how the lies, even though people don't trust the system, they still don't know what to do because the system never admits what it's doing, even when it's public, because they don't want to have a debate. It's a way of just stonewalling, saying, I'm not going to talk about it, because we're going into a dictatorial system. And here's an article up at Infowars.com, speaking of deception. For about a year, they've been stonewalling. Now what is 2 billion bullets, armored vehicles, paramilitary training, Army Times admitting, preparing for domestic operations, Homeland Security reports saying gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are the enemy. This is a domestic buildup. And now New Jersey Congressman Leonard Lance, a Republican, has demanded an explanation from Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano as to why the Department of Homeland Security is buying huge amounts of bullets. And we'll play his question and her response here in just a moment. But the issue here is that you notice they just still have Politico and Media Matters, both White House organs, come out and say it doesn't exist, and then laugh, and then their commenters, who are mainly just bots, sit there and laugh and say, aren't they insane, to create a perception for other people that come and read that, oh, this isn't true. Look, not only is the establishment saying it, not only is the snake saying, eat of the fruit, it's good, but Eve has taken a bite and saying, look at him, it's good. See, they like to have the establishment lie and then have a big gallery. They could even be, you know, robots in the future that look like people. As long as they laugh and go, ah, see, that's how the psychology works. And they've got it down to make you feel like you're weird. Like, I think Waco was horrible, how they blew that place up and burned it up and used the military. Oh, shut up, kook. You know, I don't like the TSA grabbing my genitals. Oh, shut up, kook. Well, first, it's we don't do that. And then, oh, shut up. What's wrong with that? Again, it's about dominating you. But that isn't working anymore. The good news is they're having to admit that they're the Wizard of Oz, that it's all a big fraud now. Let's go ahead and go to that clip. It's up at Infowars.com. We are breaking this. There has been no coverage of this. Here it is.
Recently, Forbes magazine published an article in which they voiced concern about the Department of Homeland Security and other non-military federal agencies purchasing over 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition. That far exceeds anything they've purchased in the past. In addition to that, recently they've acquired close to 3,000 heavily armed vehicles that are being used for, they say, domestic purposes. What's going on here?
I think Congress should ask the Department about both of those issues, and I would like a full explanation as to why that has been done, and I have every confidence that the Oversight Committee, or perhaps the Intelligence Committee, but I would imagine the Oversight Committee should ask those questions, and I do not tonight have an answer as to why they did what they did, but I certainly share a belief that Congress has a responsibility to ask Secretary Napolitano as to exactly why these purchases have occurred.
How concerned are you about this?
I am concerned, and I think that we have to make sure we continue to live in a country based on freedom, a country based upon individual rights, and I hope that we in Congress get the answers to these questions, and I'll give you another example. We're certainly in the House, we've been working hard, not
That's pretty much the end of it. But the issue is, he's officially also reportedly sent a letter asking for it. No answer yet, so that's her answer. To probably say it doesn't exist. Even though it publicly exists, like they said, there's no drone program. Wizard of Oz, lie to the population. Lyndon LaRouche is coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We'll be right back. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.